Okay. So the end of Chovin Avet tells the story. Taman Amrin Kol She'eino. Anyone who can't watch their body. Kelisha Balkanafayim, the way Elisha Balkanafayim can. So the Gemara in the Bavli in Shabbat Mem Teremot Aleph tells the story that once the Romans said that anyone who would put on tefillin, they would split their brain. They would stick a pole through their brain or something. Elisha kept wearing tefillin, and once they saw him and they ran after him and he took it off, put it in his hands, and they said, "What is in your hands?" And he said, "The wings of a dove." And a miracle happened. He opened it. In fact, that's what there were. And that's why he's called Elisha Baal Kanafayim. What? No. Just what happened. That was the miracle. That's why he got that name. And Tosu there says the reason he's picked up as the person who is Gufnaki, because the story has nothing to do with a clean body, is because if the assumption that if a miracle happened to him in tefillin, he must have done it right. Right? You wouldn't assume that God would say, "Oh my God, he put on his tefillin and all day long he just passed gas and had sexual thoughts and violated every interpretation of Gufnaki. For that guy, I'm doing the miracle." Like, no, that's not how things work. Yes, exactly.
Wasn't that also
Was it?
Yeah.
Dove? I have no idea. I don't know. Those are just the feathers. Feathers. No, just confiyota. So he says, "Lo yilbash tefillin. Anyone who has it should not wear tefillin." Now, what does it mean not wear tefillin? So the Pnei Moshe assumes that this is the source for our minhag. That it doesn't mean don't wear tefillin. It means don't wear tefillin all day. Right? That if you can't manage that standard all day, so don't wear it all day. Some do. We don't know how many. So obviously many others did. Many did, for sure, but not everyone. That's the point, right? Okay. Rabbi Ze'ira b'shem Re'aba bar Yirmiyah. Lo yikanes adam l'bidakor v'yasa tzrachav sham. Don't go into a cemetery to relieve yourself. And if you do, you are making fun of the dead, and God does not like you very much. Now, in the Bavli, loeg l'rash is not used for degrading things, but as for doing mitzvot in the context of a cemetery, because you're making them jealous, right? Putting on tefillin and tzitzis and stuff like that. So, yeah. So Dilma, so now it tells a story. Rabbi Chia Ruba, Rabbi Yonatan Shem Halchin Kome Arse, they were walking by in front of a grave, a bier, that's the word, thank you. A bier, meaning an open casket, right? But a bet. The Rabbi Shimon Bar Yossi Bar Lukunya, right? When Rabbi Shimon Bar Yossi Lukunya died. And Yonatan was just hopping over the graves, which you're not supposed to do. It's really disrespectful. I've seen people do it. It's horrible. It's horrible, right? Yeah, like he's just jumping over the graves. Amar lehi Rabbi Chia Ruba, kidonin in meimar lemacharin gamban in meikalan. He said, "I'm telling you, the dead people are saying, this guy's going to be with us tomorrow, and right now he's driving us crazy." He said, "What's the problem? Do they know anything? Why are they upset?" Lo chen tiv, the Yerushalmi's version of it, yes. Lo chen tiv, I made him ene yodim mi'uma. Doesn't the buzzing go well? Let's say that the dead don't know anything. Yeah, you know how to read psukim. Lidrosh ein at yodea. You have no idea to expound them, jerk, right? Because the continuation is, ki achayim yodim shiamutu. The living know that they will die, which we darshan as ilu at tzadikim shafilu mitadan kruyan chayim. The tzadikim, even if their death, are called alive. Va'meidim ene yodim uma, and the dead know nothing. Elu rishon shafilu b'chayehem kruyan meitim. Those are the rishon that even in their life are called dead. Right? The Maharal explains that the reason is because life is associated with olam haba. Right? True life is the word life. It connects to eternal life. And therefore, tzaddikim, who are connected to eternal life, are always alive, and rishayim, who are not, are always dead. Yes, always dead. Right, and therefore, what is it now? The Rosh Shmuelio says, well, what does that have to do with hachayim yodim sheyamutu? Right? Like, what does that have to, how do you get it from it? So the Rosh Shmuelio says, no. The point is that tzaddikim know they're going to die, and therefore live their life properly, knowing that they're finite. That's why they're tzaddikim, right? Meaning there is an actual connection. It's not just that they know they're going to die, right? How does that connect to the fact that they're always considered alive? The point is they live their life with the mindset that their lives are finite. So, minayin sherisham afil b'chayein kruyin meitim. And how do I know that the dead, even if their lives are called dead? Shenamar kiloch boats b'moramet. Because God says, I don't desire the death of the dead one. B'chia meit meit. Dead, yes. Ella elu rishayim afil b'chayein kruyin meitim. The point is, I don't want the rishayim who are already dead, metaphysically, to actually die, because what's the continuation of the pasuk? I'd rather him do tshuva and live, meaning not just survive, but live. How do I know that the tzaddikim, even in their life, are called alive? Because I told God, said, this is the land that I promised Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, saying, what is lemor? Amar lo lechemor laavot. So the Gemara says, he's telling Moshe, go tell the avot. Kol mashneid ilachem asit levnechem achareichem. Whatever I told you, I was going to do for your children, I did. Now the way the Pnei Moshe says is so that they will show gratitude to God and to Moshe for carrying it out. Alternatively, the Marafolda says, the point is, and then they'll talk amongst each other. Oh, we're so excited, which shows that they're alive at some level. Okay. Now, it's interesting that in the Bavli, right, as Kobe remembers, because Kobe's very excited about this Agarata, in the Bavli, it's much more extensive and brings stories that prove that the average dead person knows what's going on in this world. Right, the stories of the young girls, they know what's going on, whether there's going to be economic success and rain and when there's going to be, whereas in the Yerushalmi, it's only tzaddikim, right? Like, it has this principle of the tzaddikim, right? Right, I mean, the whole thing here is limited. Yeah, and then he hears the girls, and that whole story. But the point is that in the Bavli, the proof that is provided is that all dead people have some grasp of what's going on. Where here, you get that not at all, right? It's completely about tzaddikim and focus much more not on their knowledge of the world, but on their status as alive. And like, parenthetically, they also know what's going on, right? So there is a very different focus in the Yerushalmi. He just talked about stock. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So now we move to something else, and we talk about the writing of letters. So Erev Ed Ha'otiyot. So if you remember, because we were talking about someone who's writing a Torah and starting Shema, so now we go back to the Mishnah. Yes, the Yerushalmi is not great on transitions. We know that. Okay. So Itanai Tani Kashiv, Itanai Tani Pasul. Some say that mixed up letters, meaning letters that touch each other, are kasher. Some say that they are pasul. Rabbi Idi b'shem Rabbi Shimon b'shem Yochanan min demar kasher milamaton. It's kasher if the bottom of a letter touches the next row. Why?
Touches like the next row down.
Yes, because it was kasher for a minute, right? Like while you were writing it, there was a moment at which it was kasher, right? And then it stopped being kasher, right? Min demar pasul milamalon. But if it's on the top, that means that like I was starting to write a lamed, and from the second I started the lamed, I was touching the letter above. It was never detached from the letter, and therefore it is pasul. Now, this is part of. Now, there's a very important lumdish question as to why letters have to be detached. If you want, you can go on Wayutara. I spent a good amount of time on this when we did Menachot, whatever that was, 4 years ago. I mean, that is. There's two ways of looking at this halacha. One is that the reason that letters have to be detached from each other is a din in ktiva, right? Is that writing requires that you write a letter separate from other letters. No, the other is that it's a din in, right, in the sefer, that letters must, in order to be a kosher letter, it must be, have non-written space on all four sides, right? It's not a din in Maisa Ktiva, it's a din in the Hagdarat Ha'ot, in the definition of the letter, right? Now, in the Yerushalmi, it's 100% clear that which one is it? It's a Maisa Ktiva, right? And therefore, 100%, it's 90% clear in the Yerushalmi that it's a Maisa Ktiva. However, now what's the Nafkamina, whether it's a din in the Maisa Ktiva or a din in the Oat? is whether the Gemara is saying this is kasher legamre, or it's only kasher after I scrape off, right, scrape off the connected, right? Is if you think it's a din maisa ktiva, then you don't even have to scrape it off, right? But what it could be saying is that this is kasher. There's a din maisa ktiva, but there's a din maisa ktiva, but the lamed, but there's also a din in the tzura d'ot. So if you started with the lamed, then the whole letter from the beginning was puzzle, and therefore the maisa ktiva was puzzle. You have to start again. Whereas if it's at the bottom, you still have to detach it because there's a second halacha that the hagdara of the oath, the definition of a letter, is that it has white in all four sides. It just happened to be that you're allowed to scrape it off, right? Because the maisa ktiva was kosher. Let me finish this thought, right? Now the Rajba paskins that you don't even have to scrape it off, right? Because the Rajba clearly holds that it's a din in the maisa ktiva. However, the simple pshat in the Bavli is against this, right? The simple pshat is that the question I just told you is a machloket Bavli Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi frames in Menachot Chavtet that kol ot she'ina mukevet klav chalag me'ar baruchoteha psula. Any letter that isn't surrounded in four sides by klav is pasul. So the simple pshat of the Bavli is that that this is the machloket. Right, that the Yerushalmi thinks it's a din in the Maisa Ktiva, and the Bavli thinks it's a din in the Tzura D'ot. And that's how the Mordechai understands this in Menachot. However, and the Beis Yosef assumes that that's the position of the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rash, who none of them quote this distinction of the Yerushalmi. However, the Tshuva Rashba, as I already said, not only does he paskin this way, he thinks it's not a machloket between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, right? He thinks that what the Bavli means is that when you're writing the letter, it needs to be that way, right? It doesn't mean the letter always needs to be that way. It means that when you're writing the letter, there needs to be klaf on all four sides. Alternatively, the Rashi Sirelia goes in the opposite direction, right? So the Rif reads the Bavli in light of the Yerushalmi. The Rashi Sirelia reads the Yerushalmi in light of the Bavli and says that no, it's Tzvedinim. Is that, as I said, all the Yerushalmi is saying is that if you wrote it that way, you can then scrape it off and it'll be kasher. But if you don't scrape it off, it's possible, right? So we have three possibilities, right? One is it's a machloket Bavli Yerushalmi, that the Bavli thinks it's a din in the oat, and therefore you need klaf around all four sides. It's not a din in Maisa Ktiva. The Yerushalmi thinks it's a din in Maisa Ktiva, right? And therefore, it doesn't matter if in the end there's space around it, right? That's how the Beis Yosef understands the Rambam, the Ruf, and the Rif. That's how the Mordechai understands the Bavli Yerushalmi. The Rajba understands the Bavli in light of the Yerushalmi, right? Which is that, no, you only need space on all four sides during the writing process, but not afterwards. And the Rashi Sirelia understands the Yerushalmi in light of the Bavli, which is that the Yerushalmi is saying, one, there's a din in the Maisa Ktiva, right? And if the Maisa Ktiva is kasher, then it is kasherable. Right? But it agrees with the Bavli that you have to scrape it off because you also need by the end. Right? Meaning the point is that if I write a lamin and I started it attached, then I have to scrape off the whole letter because there was a psul in the Maisa Ktiva because the second I started the lamin, it was attached to the letter above. Right? But if it, right? But if I attach it at the bottom, the Yerushalmi will say it's kasher on the level of Maisa Ktiva, but agrees with the Bavli that you need to scrape it off. Right, for it to be kasher, just that you don't have to scrape the whole letter, right? Because the letter was written b'kasher, right? Kasher, and then it was combined. Okay, yes.
Oh, so I was just going to ask, if you're saying it's the Maisa Ktiva, then if you messed up the Maisa Ktiva by connecting the letter, I don't see how you'd be able to erase it.
No, because if you did it at the top, then the letter had no moment of kasher, but at the bottom, so it was kasher until you attached it, and now you just got to fix it.
You only complete the Maisa Ktiva.
So the Yerushalmi would have to assume not that way, right? That is, once the letter is legible, right, even though you're still writing, right, you know, you're right, the quill is still going down, the fact that for a moment the Chaf Sofit was kasher, right, makes it a Chaf Sofit. That's what's going to have to assume.
From the perspective of if you write it from the top, then my Gomer, it's possible.
Correct, because once you... Exactly.
Right, but there's also...
Right, and now the Gemara makes it very clear, right, just to see its examples. The Gemara says, Kigon, what's an example? Artsenu Tifartenu. So if you turn that Vav into a Nun Sofit, it would be Kasher, right? Because it was first a Vav, then it became a Nun Sofit. Now, according to the Rashi, you have to erase it, right? But Artsecha... So, like, if after Artzacha, right, you would connect something to the bottom of the Chav Sofi, Tzricha, Tvar Artzacha, Tzricha. Okay. Rav Idi v'shem Rabbi, Shimon v'shem Rabbi Yochanan, lo yamar adam akum gavah v'yit palel. You're not supposed to daven from a high place. This is also in the Bavli and Daf Yod. Matam amar Rav Abu Brei Draf. Papi mimamakim praticha Hashem. I call you out from the depths, which is, of course, the opposite of most of our shoals, where their beam is elevated. What can I do? Because it makes it easier to hear, but still. Amar Rav Idi v'shem Rabbi Shimon, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, lo yamar adam v'yit palel v'tzarech l'nekavav. Don't daven when you go to the bathroom. Mataam, hikon likrat elokecha Yisrael. Prepare to meet your maker. Correct, correct. Now, the Bavli does not have the following distinct... So, Amar Alexandre, shmor aglecha jadechav elokim. When the Pazuk says, go, guard your legs when you go to the house of God, what it means is, shmor atzmacha menatibin ayotzit mipein raglecha. Make sure that urine isn't dripping out as you're walking, but from between your legs when you go to God. Yes. What? That's what it says. It's the droplets. That's what it says. Ha de detaim are bedakim. But now the Yerushalmi makes a distinction that Bavli doesn't have, and that is that this is only if you need to urinate. Avo begasim, right? If you need to defecate, im yachal lisbol yisbol, you're allowed to daven and hold it in, because it doesn't usually... escape, you know, there is more intentional there. That's Amar Fulda says it, etc. Now, the Yerushalmi implies that you're allowed to daven while you're holding in defecating, but not urinating. However, and the Rif, by the way, has that girsa in the Bavli as well. But our girsa in the Bavli does not seem to make this distinction, and simply says that it's a lechatchila b'di'eved, right? That you shouldn't do it, but if you did, it's b'di'eved, and that is the position of. So, for example, the Rambam says dvar machafuzim oto ketz and ma'itzarach l'nekav lo yitpalel v'chol tzarach l'nekav yitpalel tvi'lato doev v'chol zem tvi'el achar she yaset tzarachav v'mevel lamen atzmo kedei parsa tvi'lato oto eva v'avavrichin lechatchila lo yitpalel. Right. So the Rambam says, look. Right, he doesn't make a distinction. He's saying you should never hold it in. Right, you should go to the bathroom before you daven. But if you did, b'di'eved, if you can hold it for long enough, then it's not posel. He doesn't make a distinction between how you have to go to the bathroom. The question of whether we pasken like the Bavli or the Yerushalmi, or whether the Yerushalmi can be read like the Bavli, is a machloket. So some hold to the Eliyahu Rabba, Mishnah Berurah hold there's no difference between Gedolim and Ketanim in the Bavli, whereas the Magen Avraham and others assume that maybe the Bavli will accept some sort of distinction. Okay, next Amud. That took a while. Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba b'shem Rabbi Achash morag lecha kasher teilecha beit Elokim. Another read of this pasuk of guard yourself when you go to the house of God. Shmor atzmacha she'nikra el beit Elokim shei tar v'naki. He's talking about the end of days. When you die, make sure you are clean of sin. Okay? So Amar Rabbi Abba, what's the pasuk? Yehi mekorcha baruch, yehi mekorecha lekever baruch. When it says your source should be baruch, it means when you are called to the grave, you should be blessed. Amar Rabbi Brachya, eit la ledet eit lamut. He has a different drasha. The pasuk in Goel, it says there's a time to be born, time to die. Asher adam shishat mita ato, kishat le dato. We make a comparison. Praiseworthy is the person when he dies is as pure as when he was born. Mashat le dato naki, kach vishat mita ato, yehei. Naki, just like when you are born, you're clean of sin. When you die, you should be clean of sin. The Bavli and several midrashim make the same drasha on baruch atah bevoecha, uvaruch atah bitzeitecha, that you are should be as blessed when you come in as when you go out of this world. Okay, next Mishnah. Hakorei shema velo ishmi lo ozno. If you read the shema and you couldn't hear it, yotza. You fulfill the mitzvah. Riyosi amar lo yotza. Riyosi says, you're not yotzin. We'll see in the Gemara why. If you read but you're not careful in the enunciation of the letters, Rabbi Yossi Omer Yatzar, Rabbi Yossi says you are Yotze, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo Yatza. Hakorah Lemefreya, if you read out of order, Lo Yatza. Karavita'a, if you read and made a mistake, Yachzar Lemakam Shita'a, you go back to the place where you made a mistake. So Rav Amar Halacha Kedivrei Shnehem Lahakel. The Halacha on both of these issues is Lekula. Therefore, if you don't hear it, if you don't hear it with yourself talking, you're yotze, and if you're not, you don't enunciate properly, you're also yotze. Dilochein. So the Gemara says, why do you have to tell me that? Ma kein amrin, what would you have said? Stama v'Rav Yossi halacha kistama. Now this is a very different understanding than the Bavli, right? Because normally in the Bavli, a stam means a Mishnah where there's no machloket. Right, Yerushalmi takes stam to mean in the Bavli, in the Yerushalmi, clearly here just means an anonymous statement, and therefore the Gemara says, so what are you telling me? The anonymous statement versus Rabbi Yossi, we always pass on the anonymous statement, right? Again, this is very different from the Bavli, very different than the Bavli. Halacha kistama, and therefore, since the anonymous position is your Yotze, you should be Yotze, your Yotze, halacha Yossi, and then in the second statement, it's a machlok Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, and we apaskin like Rabbi Yossi. So in both cases, we should be Mekel. Rabbi Yossi is machmir on the first and Mekel on the second. Right? He's machmir on hearing it and Mekel on enunciation. Umatzricha lemeimar rav. Halacha gedivrei shnein lahakel. So why do you even have to tell me this? So the Gemara says, no, ela began to shama detani le'rabchia b'shem Rabbi Meir. Because he had a different gear, so we heard the statement named Rabbi Meir, which changes the rules. The fum came, Sarach Lameim Ralach, the Vishnah and Lachel, so he just had to clarify it was Rabbi Yossi, and therefore we passed him like him. Tani, Nitpalel, now what about Shmona Esrei? Nitpalel, Veloshmila, no, you didn't hear it? Yatza. Lamini, Shrachah, who is this for? Rabbi Yossi, because even though Rabbi Yossi says by Shema, you need to hear it by Shmona Esrei, you don't. And Haydin Rabbi Yossi. Hadanina, great Shema, below Shmi Lazo Yatzar, Yotz Yomar Lo Yatzar, right? He said that by Shema, if you don't hear it, you're not Yotze, but the point is that by Shmona Esrei, you are. Okay, let's stop there. We'll leave the last four words for tomorrow.